Many Americans are unaware that behind the scenes, the technical backbone of the financial system is decades out of date, many, many years out of date. You know that. Paul and others are straightening it out, but payments and money transfers are costly and take days or even weeks to clear. Under this bill, the entire ancient system will be eligible for a 21st century upgrade using the state-of-the-art crypto technology.
The new structure bill. On the one hand, the entire monetary apparatus would migrate on-chain, powered by decentralized crypto protocols that could finally rip power away from the unelected Federal Reserve overlords and their endless fiat printing presses. A full-spectrum overhaul, positioning America at the vanguard of a digital asset revolution while the globalist dinosaurs in London and Brussels scramble to keep their centralized stranglehold intact. On the other hand, as the roughly $800 billion investment by the UAE, Japan, and Silicon Valley to build vampiric data centers reaches a fever pitch, this new structure could be the Trojan horse for something far more sinister.
So then you'll be living in a world that you didn't agree to, didn't vote for, that you are co-inhabiting with a super intelligent alien species that answers to the goals and rules of a corporation, an entity which has access to the comms, beliefs, everything you ever said, and the whereabouts of every person in the country via your personal data. Surveillance capitalism can toggle pretty quickly into digital totalitarianism. At best, these tech giants become the self-appointed arbiters of human good, which is the fox guarding the henhouse. They would never, ever think of using that power against us and strip mining us for our last drop of cash. That's a scarier scenario than what I presented in The Terminator 40 years ago, if for no other reason than it's no longer science fiction.
Programmable money, total surveillance tied to digital IDs, and the slow march toward CBDC enslavement wrapped in a crypto name tag.
There will be no privacy, and it's a very effective controlling mechanism by the government. What I mean is all the transactions will be known. All transactions done with digital currencies will be known, which is good for illegal activities, getting control of legal activities. But it also means that the government has a great deal of control. For example, they can tax that way. They can take your money. They can establish foreign exchange controls and the like. And that'll so that's something that will be an increasing issue, particularly for international holders of that currency, because they might feel, let's say if you're a Frenchman and they wanted to have sanctions, they could take your money.
Well, of course.
You know, and so on. So there's the privacy issue of that.
And if you're politically disfavored, you could be shut off.
Yes.
So do you think that is the right thing to do for America to have boots on the ground or even be involved in attacking Iran? I mean, we were the first aggressor here. We fired the first shots in Iran. Is that the right thing to do for our country?
That is the right thing to do if you want to implement the digital control grid. It's not the right thing to do if you want to represent America. But this has nothing to do with American national interests. This has to do with essentially a syndicate asserting sufficient control to implement the next phase of the financial system.
The same technocrats who've pushed Agenda 2030 for years aren't about to surrender control. They're rebranding it as progress, luring in the masses with promises of efficiency while embedding backdoors for tracking every transaction, freezing dissenters' assets, and enforcing social credit scores in real time. The real question remains, is Trump delivering liberation from the debt slave matrix or accelerating the beast system's digital noose? John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
We'll be right back.
for as long as I've been an InfoWarrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows if there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the Ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, the 9th of April, 2026, joined in studio by Jesse Beltran and Edward Zoll. Of course, they were on with Alex Jones, but there's just so much to talk about. We couldn't get into all of it. Welcome to the show, fellas.
Thank you. Pleasure.
So where should we pick up where you guys left off on Alex Jones, or should we get back to sort of the reason why y'all were here in the first place, which was the revelation of the ghost murmur technology? Now, full disclosure, yesterday when the ghost murmur, you know, revelation came out, I was a little bit suspicious. It sounded to me like something that they didn't want us to really know how they found the guy, or it just seemed like, is that really the most effective way to find a downed pilot? Look for his heartbeat. It seems like there would just be other ways to do it. And so I was just sort of suspicious of this revelation. But y'all are saying it's real. The ghost murmur quantum device was actually probably deployed here.
Absolutely. Well, there's, you got to remember, after that magic jab, we've all been exposed to these specific types of amplifying metals that were in the vaccines, and then we're exposed to in our ecosystem now, our waters, our grasses, our foods. And so that makes each and every one of us basically a human antenna. So you put that in conjunction with the technology that they're referring to, they're actually... What they were honing in on was the frequencies that are being emitted and can be detected via this technology. And so I spoke to an MI6 whistleblower who Oxford educated PhD, and he is very familiar with this because he has a special skill set. He finds hidden bombs with magnetometry. And when I asked him about this quantum magnetometry technology, he says, there's a debate in physics right now among the physics community that it's not possible because of its distance amplifications are not there. But he said they left out one important aspect. They didn't talk about the amplification that was being put in every human person on this planet. That they're being, he says, when you do that and you use pulse modulated RF, then the physics maps out. So this is how they detected him. But he says these are very, very sensitive satellite mechanisms, but it can be done. Now, remember, they say that each human being has a unique signature that they can track globally. So there's not one place to hide on the planet right now.
Okay, that's so how does it work? Because again, I'm, you know, just sort of from a cursory view. And again, the reason why I was sort of suspicious about it is because obviously the term ghost murmur sounds like it's listening for sound, but that's not what's really happening.
No, it's actually looking for, in this aspect, we're talking about the pilot.
Yeah.
They're actually, because this system is already installed in all of our soldiers, they're actually using a form of green laser light and measuring red laser signatures that come back. And so when there's a fluctuation in that, they can tell where exactly that person is. And that's what they're using without getting too in detail, because it does get pretty intense with the mathematics and the physics that the formulas that they're utilizing. But our MI6 whistleblower did verify that this is very feasible. And this is the mechanism which they probably used in order to find him.
And when multiple, you know, sources are mm-hmm. saying the same thing, it starts to correlate together. You start to say, okay, maybe the crazy is possible. And you're correct to question it. I mean, bloody hell, everything we're being told by the government right. is a lie. But look, the key here, if what they're telling us in this case actually is true, all right, take a step back and now think about this. The U.S. government, through the CIA, has the capability to find anybody.
Right.
How are they using it, Harrison? Well, are they using it to kill the leader of Iran? Are they using it to rescue a pilot, but they're not using it to rescue children that are missing throughout the globe? They're not using it to rescue mothers and fathers who are lost during natural disasters? No, they're keeping this technology and in reserve for, you know, emergencies, but in their case, to kill, to hurt, to harm. They're using it for evil. But look, every American, you own this technology.
Right.
Why don't we have this technology find Nancy Guthrie? Right. And well, now we know this technology is obviously real to a degree, because they're using sniffer planes, they're using helicopters. It's so much worse than this. Every single human being on the planet is mapped.
Right.
You tie that to the satellites, you tie this to Elon Musk's Starlink, and you tie this to the jab, whatever was placed inside of us, whether it be nanotech, whether it be the other poisons. You now have a panopticonic surveillance grid that was once talked about in fiction and now is our very nightmarish reality.
Yeah. So was it a satellite-mounted sensor that they were using for this, or
these are satellites that have the capability of highly sensitive magnetometry aspects of them, and so that's how it was utilized.
So, are they looking for a do they have the guy's signature already, and they're looking for that specific signature? Or are they looking for just the human signature? If they can map and track everybody on the planet, are they just seeing this is a human and we can track him everywhere, or can they connect that to an identification?
Well, it's a multifaceted system, so I would say it's all of the above. Obviously, if they already know, if you're a U.S. soldier in the military, I can tell you that in my work, I have been scanning special ops soldiers, and they are coming up with a unique frequency, and that frequency ties back to NATO. Okay. Now, it would be hard not to imagine that each and every U.S. soldier is mapped. And so you would have to know that unique frequency already to know who you're looking for specifically.
Right.
Because that would be put in a database. They'd be able to pull that up, and then they know what signature to go after.
Well, think about it. Yeah. The airports in Europe right now, you're going through passport control. You're no longer having to show your passport. Right? Europe is leading the way with this new form of digital identity.
Yeah.
You are the passport now. And I just came back with Jesse from El Salvador, coming through Miami Airport. I didn't show my passport. They had a brand new system in place. And they said, hey, they have the people, the workers, they weren't even sure how to do it. They were arguing with each other how to conduct this kind of scan.
Wow.
But it was a version of this. And mm-hmm. look, it's clear as day. This year is the year of revelation. They're going to reveal that this technology is not fictional, that they can now track and also identify, and even, and as we found with Rafe, invade the privacy of your brain. And they can use this to blackmail you, control you, to make you think you're crazy, right? It's a form of gaslighting.
Yeah, and of course it reminds me of the device we apparently used in Venezuela, the discombobulator, and I actually have a video about that we can go to in just a second. But just to point out, because you brought it up, that this technology is never used to help the American people. It just will not be used to help the American people. I always reference the surveillance they have on the internet, where, like, if you put up a picture of Alex Jones on Facebook, it gets taken down, your account gets deleted. I mean, they can do that. Yet somehow they deal with like 117 million reports of child sexual abuse material. So it's like they have the technology to stop all crime, arrest all shoplifters, stop all child abuse, and they use it exclusively to stop Alex Jones from getting his message out. It's like, this is how this technology is always being utilized.
It's never, centralized government control is never used to benefit the individual.
Okay? Yeah.
That's just the truth of this matter. And
it's just frustrating.
I think with this technology, I mean, Jesse's been researching this for a good portion of his life at this point. Okay. When I first met Jesse, I wasn't sure what to think about much of this. Since then, I mean, Jesse can share the stories. Traveling with him is stressful, okay, because of the information that he's gathering, researching, and accumulated. There's multiple intelligence agencies. They're always after him. They're trying to spy on him. I don't know how much we want to get into with devices, but I'll just say this. The information that we have uncovered, I think it's further reinforced by the fact that there are other dark entities that are trying to see what Jesse's finding. And I think what Jesse's found is it's the truth is that the government has found a way to pierce that veil. The veil of privacy, the veil of you know, shadows. They are in your brain, they're in your house, and the Internet of Things, all the devices and all the new technology, it's part of this panopticonic surveillance grid that's now invaded your mind.
And it is amazing how all this stuff is just being announced now, because we have known about this forever. Obviously, Alex was showing those videos from 27 years ago, but I just remember getting in arguments in high school or whatever, going, you know, guys, they can use Wi-Fi to see through walls. Do you not know this? And now sure. It's like it's acknowledged, and they're, you know, you'll find an article in Wired magazine like, isn't this a cool use of Wi-Fi? And it's like, no, not. It's kind of terrifying, actually. But all of this stuff, why do you think it's all coming out right now? Why do you think it's being unveiled right now? Because they've had this stuff for decades. Now it's becoming public. Why do you think that is?
Well, for many reasons. We just came back from El Salvador interviewing Dr. Jack Cruz, and what he unveiled to us was very jaw-dropping, and it gave me a totally different perspective, and it brought tied everything together. The reason, obviously, is control. You master the human mind. The first superpower to do that will be the superpower to rule the world. Yep. President Putin said that to the Politico in an article. And we know that all of the superpowers of the world have this specific technology and the capabilities of doing this. So, obviously, control is an aspect of this. The other aspect of this is, you know, we're into a new paradigm in healthcare. They're trying to feed this to us that frequency medicine is going to be the new age of the future. And the bottom line is they've been able to cure a lot of diseases that they haven't disclosed to us because Big Pharma has been in control and these corporations have a lot of power and all they care about is money. You know, what is their ROI?
Yeah.
You know, and how do we keep the cattle in a recurring revenue state? Okay, that's why they give you these medications that really don't cure anything.
Right.
Or before, it used to be that. We did prophylactic medicine. How can we prevent a disease or an illness happening in the future? That's done. The health industry has been weaponized against us. Okay, that's another aspect of this. What we learned from Dr. Jack Cruz is that we are now in a six mass extinction event. And I want you to think about this. What he showed us, and very methodically, we know that there is a polar shift happening. We know that it is moving from west to east, and at some point it's going to be directly over Russia. Okay. What we are not being told, and he says, I don't know why the elites aren't telling anyone this, but we are losing the magnetic protection, so our force field around the world that keeps out radiation is weakening,
right?
And it's weakening at a rate over the last 20 years, he says, which is equal to over 160 million years.
Yeah,
but it's happened in this short of time. So instead of a gradual curve on a graph, it's now perpendicular. And he was very distraught about this. He wasn't sure whether he should share it. But he did this for us in our interview for the first time, and this is what we showed the world today. So think about that. There are only going to be a few areas on the planet where it's safe for humans to be. We have how many billion people on the planet? Over 8 billion?
Seven, right?
Yeah, 8 billion approximately. The majority of those people are going to perish during this event, except for the people who are in those green zones. So what we're looking at in my hypothesis is this, is now because of my work and tying in what Dr. Cruz is sharing, is that we're going to globally triage
the population.
Planet.
Yeah.
So you're going to have, you know, I'm a firefighter paramedic. If we have a mass casualty incident where you have hundreds of victims, you lay out a green area, a yellow, a red, and a black. Black is those who are going to die, who have died. Red is those who are urgent and critical. Yellow is moderately urgent, and then green is those that you're going to be able to save for sure.
Right.
Okay. Well, there will be no more reds and yellow zones anymore in this triage mechanism. There will only be green and black.
Right.
Okay. So if you take 8 billion people who are fighting for the resources of the green zone, what is that going to cause?
Yeah, massive shortages.
Yeah. Chaos.
Yeah. So, but everyone else is going to be poisoned with radiation, even the food systems, even the animal life. All of that, all of organic life in itself that are not in a green zone is going to be poisoned for the green zone. So what you're going to have to do is figure out how do we keep those who are poisoned out of the green zone.
Right.
And now we have a mechanism that can track every single living organism on the planet.
Right. And so the pole shift, I mean, this is something that happens historically, right? Is this tied into the changing planet? Like, is the pole shifting responsible for, I was reading a thing today about El Nino, you know, coming in. I mean, does it affect the weather systems? Are we seeing that? And is this something that has happened before in history that we know about? Because I know the pole shifts every couple hundred thousand years, right? As we understand it in the geological record.
Pole shift is different than the depletion of our force field.
Okay.
Okay. What happened to Mars was the depletion of the force field.
Right.
So now all the radiation comes in, everything superheats, and everything dries up, and you have no vegetation, no form of life, right, as we know it. So if you start having these breaches in our force field where radiation is coming in, so now people are being radiated. Your food ecosystem is now being radiated. The animal kingdom is being radiated. And so eventually everything dies off. Okay.
Right.
And so that is the distinct difference on this extinction event that Dr. Cruz describes and proved. I thought, you know, when he said that we were seeing a shift at 33.2 kilometers per year, and I went to check it on NOAA, I was shocked to see it was 42.3. So over 120 miles, it's worse than what he said.
Right.
Okay. And you can now map there. You're seeing diagrams out there where you're seeing all these, this EMF radiation that's coming in into areas and territories around the globe. And it's massive in certain points. And so there are only a few left. There are only going to be a few areas we're going to be safe. Now, who determines who stays in those safe zones? Why are the elites building bunkers deep underground, massive bunkers to live hundreds of years,
right,
worth of resources underground? This is what Dr. Jack Cruz is disclosing. He says they're purposely not telling the world the truth about this event.
So what is causing it? Because I was always under the impression that the magnetic field was generated by the spinning of the Earth. I mean, the Earth is still spinning. What would cause the magnetic field to lessen?
You know, that's something, a good question that we would post for him. But he says that this is happening from the outside in. So this is coming in from space. There's a frequency change that's causing this phenomenon is what his hypothesis is.
Hmm. Yeah, and I think that there's obviously this debate that's been going on for quite a long time with the climate, right? And I know for about 10 years ago, there was a discussion about the impact to the globe and shifts in magnetism from like a little ice age and these other things. But
right,
one of the things that Dr. Cruz did tell us that was kind of shocking is, you know, of course, the Lord has created everything. You know, God has designed this earth. He's designed you and I. And there is a way that he has designed to reset something like this happening. And it's an X flare. So when an X flare happens, I mean, we know part of the X flare, if you've heard of this. Well, also, if it were to happen now, it would knock out all the electronics.
Right.
We would be sent back to the Stone Age. But it would reset the magnetic poles. So we wouldn't die and be discombobulated, you know, actually physically by the shift of magnetism in the event of what Dr. Cruz was describing. But we would have to go back to living, I suppose, how we lived maybe 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Maybe it's good. I don't know. But
there's the classic comic. I don't know if the crew can find it, where it's the, you know, humanity builds AI, AI takes over humanity, a sunspot wipes out electronics, humans revert to sun worship. And it's this cycle that we build up again until, you know, we have to get wiped out again.
But that's
there might be something to it.
That is the algorithm.
Yeah.
You know, you know, man thinks that they can replace God with an AI God, and God is the ultimate programmer.
Right.
And God and may wipe have it something out. Up his sleeve.
Yeah, with a sun fart, for lack of a better term. I mean, it could all be wiped out. And the thing is, that's not, I mean, we've had these events. It was the Carrington event, right, in the late 1800s. Yes. It was a sun flare. And at the time, all we had was telegraph. And so the telegraph lines were like exploding electricity. Now, if that exact same thing hit, it would be obviously worse because of all the electronics that we have, and probably our magnetic shield is lessened, so we'd be impacted heavier anyway, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, and then what Dr. Cruz went into with us is that it appears they're the elite, you know, people like Elon Musk and, you know, Jeff Bezos, they're not ignorant
right.
to this threat. And thus, they're actually taking steps themselves to prepare for this eventuality, to include their investment in super yachts. Now, people think, the super yachts are just for the Jeffrey Epsteins of the world, so they can frolic in open ocean and never go to jail for the crimes they commit. Yeah, that would be the, that's the cartoon. Look at that.
There it is
right
there.
Yes. And, well, the super yacht, apparently one of the things about the ocean is in the event that Dr. Cruz is describing, the food in the ocean, the fish, I mean, the whales, a lot of life would survive.
Right.
Much as life survived during the flood, right? And so many of the elite are thinking, according to Dr. Cruz, that if they get into open ocean and maybe get away from the land masses, that they'll survive and they'll be able to live on in whatever existence that is without you and I around.
Yeah, well, the problem there that I see in that is that the only ones that are really going to survive are those animals, those aquatic animals that can live in deep waters.
Right.
Because that's where the food is going to be safe.
And it's funny that's where even now they say, scientists say that's where life began. So that would sort of fall in line.
So it's a reset.
Yeah, you know,
yeah. It's kind of weird how that may be what we're headed for.
Yeah, that's very true. All right, well, we're almost done with this break, but because I want to tie it all back in together. So how does all of this, the sun flare and the magnetic sphere, tie into the ghost murmur stuff? Basically, because we're quickly entering into a world where they are going to need total control and management of every living thing.
Absolutely.
As far as they see it. So where would the green zones be? Like around the equator or?
Well, no. He said very specifically there are certain locations, and he was not sure where he wanted to even talk about it because what impact it may have on society. Do we have everyone now fighting to live in those green zones? And then what happens if everyone converges on that and you eat up all the resources in their green zones? Then the whole globe's done.
Right.
Of course, he's moved to El Salvador, and he's mentioned other places with strong magnetic presences. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is where he's not recommending even for people to move to, but it's where he's gone.
Interesting.
Right? Yeah. But you'll be surprised as to where the safe area he claims would be in the United States.
Can you tell us?
Bill Gates' territory.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Pacific Northwest. Why is that?
Seattle. And he says that's where the physics shows that that's where the strong magnetic protections are going to be.
Interesting. So it's all because of the rock formations? Or?
Yeah. I'm not sure how the science works on that. That's something that we could ask him, and I'm sure he'd give us some feedback. But
I know things like limestone, when the water travels through, it creates an electric current. So, wow, this is all incredibly fascinating. We'll be right back with a commercial break. Jesse Belcher and Edwards is on my show.
We have two new products at theallishowstore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing and are now available at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get the ultramethylene blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the second American revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head on. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. Take 30 minutes to kick in. I've given this to 500 people. Only 3 people didn't feel it right away. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
Personally, I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. I was telling you, I've had a little bit of a cold for the past few days, under-rested. It felt like my brain was working at 50% capacity, just felt slow. And now, what's it been, a half hour or so, it feels like I'm back up to 80%. So yeah, that's my experience. Feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them.
You, and be honest, I know you will be, because we're always trying to find a better methylene blue. If you've got one that's better, you said you've taken it before. Did you feel the same thing with the other methylene blue?
No, with other ones I've tried, I didn't have a perceptible difference. Yeah, didn't notice anything.
Well, I got to tell you, I like it. Bigly, I said, go find me the best. They said, this place doesn't sell it to people. They sell it for medical dyes for arteries instead of like iodine, radioactive iodine. They use this for tracking blood clots or something. And I said, okay, great. So you got to deal with them? I said, well, let me get it. And I've taken a bunch of different brands before. It didn't really do much. I was like, bam, when I did it. And I was like, so they hit a home run with this. So you're saying you've taken, we didn't talk about this beforehand, we just asked you. You've taken others before, though, did not feel like this.
Yeah, that's true. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it.
And yeah, my understanding, you mentioned this, methylene blues, they're not all created equal. Some, I believe, are like a fish aquarium grade,
yeah.
But they sell it to humans. So what you found, I'm stoked to really...
Look, I love Bigly. Their rule is go out and get the best. Most of our products are private label. It's already top rated. So I said, get the best methylene blue. So I think we've got the best. JP Sears didn't even know this backstory that you all know. You just saw what just happened to him. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I'm in studio with Jesse Beltran. He can be found on X at Mind Nexus Live. MindNexusLive.com is the website. And, of course, Edward Zoll. He is the producer for the great documentary series Died Suddenly. And that's on X as well, at Died Suddenly, right?
That's right.
There you go. Doing incredible work. And we're sort of just letting the conversation go free flow. We start with the ghost murmur stuff, but we quickly got into sort of apocalyptic, insanity. So tie it all in together for me. What do we need to know? What do like the average person need to know? We don't have the ability to be like Mark Zuckerberg and create a 10,000 square foot permanent underground shelter. Can we do anything about this? Like, what do we need to know? How should this inform our lives?
Well, I'll beg to differ on that. Right now, there is a methodology to divide and conquer society. Okay. If society would band together, we are the taxpayers. Unfortunately, we're the ones who paid for this system with our dollars. And if we take our power back, we might have a fighting chance in order to build these underground bunkers like the Zuckerbergs and so forth. because we take away their monetary system for them to maintain their power, then we can easily take that away. But, you know, how does this all tie in? What Dr. Cruz shared with us, it clicked with me. Because I've been following the Havana syndrome, this AHI, we know, which is RF-based,
yeah,
frequency-based, and affects everyone, a lot of people now all over the globe. There isn't a continent that I don't get a complaint from, with the exception of Antarctica, but there are complaints of people suffering of this phenomenon on Antarctica now.
Interesting.
Yeah. So what happens is that Dr. Cruz's position is that the reason we're seeing diseases on the increase, brain abnormalities, dementia, Alzheimer's, all of these things happening is because of that decrease in that force field, the magnetic protection. And now we're putting up 5G towers, 6G towers with the concept of even 10G. He says we'll never get to 10G because humans will be dead by then. But it's creating a potentiation effect. Because of decrease in the magnetic shields, and then we're putting out all of this RF emissions. And so that is also affecting us. And so, you know, what do we do about it? Number one is we stop fighting each other and start understanding that we all breathe the same air, we all bleed the same, and we all need the same nutrients and mechanisms to live. And if we don't band together and come up with viable cognitive solutions, we're not going to have a fighting chance. So right now is the time for us to do this so that we do have a fighting chance against this. Now, what is the ultimate goal? Right now, we know in that magic jab, there was this nanotechnology, the one nanorobots, which are programmed to self-assemble, self-replicate, cross the blood-brain barrier. That was the Trojan horse that's in us now. And we were non-consensually implanted with this stuff. It's in our air, it's in our water. According to the whistleblower that we interviewed, Rafe, in the UK, he says it's in our complete ecosystem now. So it's in the water, it's in the grasses, it's in the trees, it's everywhere. You can't get away from it. So what you have to do is minimize these toxic metals within your body or your ecosystem. Each and every one of us is a unique ecosystem. If you can decrease the amplification, then you can decrease the effectiveness in order to give yourself a fighting chance. That would be my recommendation here and now. Ultimately, what we need to do is we need to figure out how to legally intercept these RF signals that are coming in, gather those packets, decrypt those packets so we can establish the protocol that's being utilized and create a computer virus or antivirus so we can make this stuff inert. That really is the ultimate goal I see as a 100% solution for humanity right now.
Mm.
But it is illegal to do if we do that on U.S. soil.
I've got a couple videos I think, you know, relate to what we're saying. Just again, if people think that this is all woo-woo or whatever, like these things are actually already being deployed on the battlefield. Some of the weapons that we're talking about, some of the RF, you know, direct rays, that sort of stuff. I want to go to clip number 28 here. This is one of the weapons that the Pentagon uses. I guess this would be what they call the discombobulator. At least it has some similar effects to that. But again, just to give people an understanding of what even EMF weapons are. Let's go to clip 28 here.
But one of the most dangerous electronic warfare comes from the disc-shaped objects attached to this Black Hawk helicopter. While the Pentagon hasn't officially disclosed the specific hardware, military experts often call this a soft kill system. How does it actually work?
No.
To understand the weapon, you first have to look at what it did. The most likely candidate for a weapon that creates that kind of internal pressure without external sound is a high-power microwave device. It relies on something called the Frey effect. The weapon probably carried by a Chinook or a Black Hawk helicopter fires a focused beam of pulsed microwave energy, not sound waves, that passes right through the skull. These beams are absorbed by the water in the brain tissue and the fluid in the inner ear. This energy causes a minuscule rapid heating of the tissue, less than 1 degree Celsius. But that tiny sudden expansion generates a pressure wave inside the skull. The consequence? The target hears a sound, clicks, buzzing, or a roar that originates inside their own head, bypassing the eardrums entirely. If the frequency is tuned to the resonance of the inner ear, it violently disrupts the body's balance, causing immediate vertigo. At higher power levels, that rapid tissue expansion can rupture capillaries, leading to the reported nosebleeds and internal trauma.
All right, so there you go. That was, you know, very similar to what we saw in the discombobulator in Venezuela. Now, not to completely change the topic, but we are going to completely change the topic because Donald Trump has just published a Truth Social here where he calls out Alex Jones by name. I'll go ahead and read this. It's pretty long. He must be angry. He says this: I know why Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones have all been fighting me for years. Well, we can just stop right there, President. I'll read the whole thing, but he's been fighting you for about 3 days, President Trump, but that's fine. Alex Jones have all been fighting me for years, especially by the fact that they think it's wonderful for Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, to have a nuclear weapon, because they all have one thing in common: low IQs. They're stupid people. They know it. Their families know it, and everyone else knows it too. Look at the past. Look at their record. They don't have what it takes. They never did. They've all been thrown off television. He capitalizes television like it's a, I don't know, that's funny.
Who watches TV anymore?
Yeah, it's like, what is this television you talk about? Okay, sorry. They've been thrown off of television, like thrown out of a club. Their shows, they aren't even invited on TV because no one cares about them. They're nut jobs, troublemakers, and will say anything necessary for some free and cheap publicity. Now they think they'll get clicks because they have third-rate podcasts and nobody's talking about them, and their views are the opposite of MAGA. Or I wouldn't have won the presidential election in a landslide. MAGA agrees with me and just gave CNN a 100% approval rating of Trump. Okay, so Trump is now
CNN
siding with CNN. Okay, wow. Well, they are in television. They are television, so television important and good. They give him 100% approval rating of Trump, not hand flailing fools. The hell is he saying? Like, I can't even keep up with this. Not hand-flailing fools like Tucker Carlson, who couldn't even finish college. He was a broken man when he got fired from Fox. He's never been the same since. Perhaps he should see a good psychiatrist. Or Megyn Kelly, who nastily asked me the now-famous only Rosie O'Donnell question, or crazy Candace Owens, who accuses the highly respectable First Lady of France of being a man when she is not, and will hopefully win lots of money in the ongoing lawsuit. Actually, to me, the First Lady of France is far more beautiful woman than Candace.
What?
In fact, it's not even close. I mean,
President Trump's siding with Emmanuel Macron now?
Yeah, I guess. That's wild. It's like, if you really want to discredit everything else you're seeing, say that Macron is more attractive than Candace Owens. That's just nuts. Or bankrupt Alex Jones, who says some of the dumbest things and lost his entire fortune, as he should have, for his horrendous attacks on the families of the Sandy Hook shooting victims, ridiculously claiming it was a hoax. These so-called pundits are losers, and they always will be. Now fake news CNN, the failing New York Times, and all of the other radical left news organizations are hailing them and giving them positive press for the first time in their lives. They're not MAGA. They're losers just trying to latch on to MAGA as president. I could get them on my side anytime I want to, but when they call, I don't return their calls because I'm too busy on world and country affairs. After a few times, they go nasty, just like Marjorie Taylor, Trader Brown. I no longer care about that stuff. I only care about doing right for our country. MAGA is winning, and strength is not allowing Iran to have nuclear weapons. MAGA is about making America great again, and these people have no idea how to do that, but I do, because the United States is now the hottest country anywhere in the world.
Harrison, was this what he was composing while his wife was giving a press conference about how the government is basically owned and controlled by Jeffrey Epstein blackmailers?
I mean, that is a great question. I don't know. It sounds like something Mark Levin was dictating to him. I don't know. Maybe Donald Trump was just the stenographer in this case. I mean, this is sad. It's honestly just kind of sad.
It's traitorous. I'll just be frank here. You and I were entering the news media around this time. I was over at True News. I think you had actually started maybe over here around that time. The only reason anybody was taking President Trump seriously, other than he was saying things which are a little bit different, was because Alex Jones had brought him on. That was the moment. Like, wait a minute. Maybe he's not part of the establishment. Maybe he's different. You know, maybe he's different than Hillary Clinton and these others that are trying to run. And for President Trump to say that, and to bring up Sandy Hook, by the way, you look through that. It's like he thinks that he's scoring points by detailing the alleged sins of some of the most popular commentators and thought leaders in the country, mind you, or the world for this matter. No, it's showing that he's basically turned on MAGA.
Completely. I mean, it's like, honestly, it's just kind of sad to me. Like, I don't know. I'm, you know, I guess I should be angry because he's, but it's just like, oh, the poor old man got his hands on the phone, I guess. You know, it's like he's embarrassing himself again. It's just kind of pathetic what he's become. And during the bankruptcy trial for Alex Jones, by the way, which wasn't a trial, it was a complete fraud, obviously.
It's law firm.
And you got to, you know, when we've been wondering, like, why isn't Trump, you know, standing up for this? This, it's complete lawfare. It's obviously an attack on the First Amendment. And one of his biggest supporters, who was Alex Jones, who in the trial, they brought on experts to testify that Alex Jones was the single most important factor in Donald Trump getting elected. Literally, they testified to it over and over and over again, saying that Alex Jones had more influence, in their words, than Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and the next three or four people combined. Alex Jones and M4s had more impact and directly got Donald Trump elected. It's why they went after him for Sandy Hook. So this is the thing you got to understand. You can go to Google News. You can search the news section, and you can, you know, give it a date range. If you search the date range from the day Sandy Hook happened to the day Donald Trump got elected, you cannot find a single article relating Alex Jones to Sandy Hook. Mm. Not a single one. Literally never once did somebody say, hey, this Alex Jones guy is talking about Sandy Hook. This is bad. Nothing like that. It was literally 1 week after Donald Trump got elected that the first article came out saying Donald Trump is related to this Alex Jones guy who is the Sandy Hook guy. He never was the Sandy Hook guy. There are a lot of other people whose entire careers were built on Sandy Hook. Alex Jones mentioned it a couple times in one of his, you know, in a couple of his 4 hours a day, 7 days a week broadcast. He mentioned it a few times. He was never the guy. They associated him with Sandy Hook in order to destroy him because he got Donald Trump elected. And now as thanks for that, all of this suffering that we've gone through, all the fact that I haven't gotten a raise in like 2.5 years because we're in bankruptcy proceedings, was all because we were successful in getting Donald Trump elected. And this is how he repays us. So it's not even like, I'm not even like angry. It's just like, it's sad and it proves that we're right to not try to stick by this betrayer, quisling, scumbag turncoat. So I feel.
Well, the saddest thing with this is that, I mean, the things that Alex has been saying for years, the things that he's been exposing, the things that he's been, you know, bring light to, the reason why it's become popular is because we're tired of being lied to by the government, by everybody. My gosh, are there any politicians who are looking out for the best interest of their constituents? These truths and these compositions, who half the time they're being written up by his staffers, who are the ones that are still remaining, right? The truth of this is that he's saying these things and sending out these tirades because he doesn't know how to win back that base that fought for him originally.
No, he blames the people who have broken with him.
It's deflection, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's blaming everyone else instead of, like, and I'm not going to sit here and say everything in the world's wrong because of what President Trump's done and not done, but I will say this. This war, like we talk about the discombobulator, we talk about the rescue of this pilot. There's so many things happening that are just destroying the lives of Americans and destroying people around the globe, for that matter, that just didn't need to happen. This composition didn't need to happen. Well, what is this attack over? Because Harrison decided that he wouldn't rubber stamp an undying kind of invasion of the Middle East because Alex Jones refused to defend an attack and even at a campaign that hasn't even been congressionally approved. Okay. Yeah. Why? Because he did those things. The same person that is reporting the truth right now, right here and the other studio, is the same person that fought for President Trump in 2016. You guys didn't change. It looks like President Trump is the one that changed.
Yeah, no, in a lot of ways, it's a weird throwback to early 2000s, where once again, InfoWars is standing up against a pointless war of choice in the Middle East, and all the Republicans are calling us traitors and whatever else, even though we're right, and they'll all come around. It might take 20 years, but they, you know, it worked the first time, it'll work the second time, because, yeah, we're right, and of course we're right. And so Donald Trump, must have gotten some negative polls or something. Somebody must have shown him the actual approval rating that he deserves, and so he's looking around for somebody to blame. I mean, how many times in the last couple of weeks have you heard on this show or on Alex Jones or any of the people involved the Mad King Lear theory, the Mad King cycle that you know people in power get into? This is what it looks like: is, oh, everybody dislikes me. It must be because these people are telling them to dislike me. If I can destroy these people, then they'll stop. You know. Would you have included Charlie Kirk in this if he were alive? Dang, that is a good question. That's on his Truth Social. Yeah, what are the Truth Social responses to this? Because Truth Social, the only people there are Trump sycophants. It is a total echo chamber. It's Q stuff, huh? Can we pull it up? I want to see what people are saying about this on Truth Social. I mean, again, it's just sad. It's just pathetic. And it's kind of funny because wasn't it Monday of this week where I was talking about the only thing these people can say is you're stupid? It's literally the only argument I hear online. Does Trump deserve a spot on Mount Rushmore? Oh, wow. Is this what True Social is like? Is this why nobody goes there? What the heck? It's all like old memes from like 2015. Q posting, okay. That's right, folks. You're with Trump. You're a QAnon supporter now. Wow, this is terrible. Is this really? This is worse than Facebook.
My God. It's a psyop in its own regard. Look at the thing that's happening right now is kind of a sea change for, I think, maybe predictive mechanism for what's going to happen later this year, you know, with midterms. It's also, in 2028, if people thought that there's just going to be a peaceful transition between the next, like, MAGA era and this, it just shows you that MAGA's just been completely reinvented. It's gone. You know, the same revolution that brought the voices of Alex Jones to the forefront, question 9/11 all the way up to questioning the Iran war, those voices have prevailed.
Yeah.
They prevailed. This is a shock, really. It's a disappointment. I mean, look, his wife was giving a press conference today.
Yeah. Okay?
And President Trump didn't come up for that press conference, but he did compose this.
This diatribe, this novel he wrote. I mean, yeah. And it's, you know, it's nothing new. It's nothing unique. It's literally the same talking points that we've heard 10,000 times before. I hope Alex is coming on. I was about to say.
I'm going to go shoot a report, but I'm just wondering if Trump's been held hostage or something. So listen, I'm not mad about this. He's mad that he's wrong. And he's mad he got set up by Israel. And he once a man, twice a child. This is dementia. And so, you know, it doesn't matter. We're going to keep intervening. He knows he was wrong about Iran. He's throwing a fit. And it's okay. We're going to continue to be adults and just respond to this.
Yeah. Yeah,
he needs some zeolites.
Yes, he does. That's a high IQ response right there.
Somebody get Donald Trump some methylene blue immediately. Oh, he clearly is misfiring. Some of his neurons are misfiring, and he needs methylene blue to correct it immediately. Yeah, this again. I feel the same way Alex does. It's not even angry. It's just like this is just pathetic, man. This is just sad. And again, he's listening to Mark Levin and Laura Loomer. So you know.
People they can't even maintain their own, you know, sponsors, let alone their thoughts.
It's a shame that Melania was so eloquent. And
Melania,
Melania had, she was eloquent. She represented a strong, vindictive woman who was very comfortable in her shell. She was still polite and eloquent in her delivery, her words, the choice, everything. And it's just so incongruent to her.
Yeah.
And I'm perplexed.
Yeah. Well,
she's not going down with the ship. She took a stand today. That's what that was. She didn't come out with her husband. She didn't come out with any other White House officials. She took a stand today with the Alex Joneses of the world, with the Candace Owens,
right,
with the Marjorie Taylor Greens.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, and for people who don't know, we'll show the clip in the first 5 minutes of the next hour, but Melania today, just a few hours ago, came out and gave a press conference where she was basically calling for the Jeffrey Epstein case to be opened up and to, you know, investigate the people involved, which of course I guess would have him calling her a panican and you know, calling her all these other names he calls everybody else. That is a very interesting observation. What do you think that means?
Yeah, well, she's asking for accountability.
Yeah.
And it's very strange. It's so incongruent. I'm just trying to assess all of it right now. I'm just really shocked.
Well, you know, I think that for Melania, when she became a mother, it was the greatest moment of her life. And she loves her son. I mean, Barron is pride and joy. I think every decision she makes and every action she takes is in defense of Barron and their legacy. She's protected Barron from the media. She's protected Barron at times, even from President Trump's vitriol. You know, there are times he's probably not allowed to read True Social, okay, with some of the things that the president has said and done. But I think that's what drove her action today, to give that press conference. She's thinking about the barons of the world who've been abused by the Jeffrey Epsteins, by others who went to the island, like cabinet members of President Trump. She's thinking about the future while her husband, I mean, she tries to advise him at times. He says he makes jokes about it. Like, oh, Melania told me I shouldn't talk like this. Melania says we should do this. Well, maybe you should listen to your wife on this a little bit. Because Melania is probably telling him the Jeffrey Epstein scandal is not going away. The polls you're being shown are not real. And lastly, you're not going to have a legacy of being the greatest president to ever live. Actually, you may not even make it through your second presidency because you might be actually impeached. What actually bring the Democrats and Republicans together won't be a war and these other things. It may be that they agree that you are too dangerous to be in control of the nuclear weapons.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I mean, this just reeks of the advisors that we know are around him. I can just see how it goes. He gets his poll numbers. It's disappointing to him. He's like, what's going on here? And he's got Laura Loomer and Mark Levin sitting there going, it's these anti-Semites like Tucker Carlson. They're the ones that are making you lose. You have to come out against them. It's literally the opposite of what you should be doing. And once again, it just goes to show you you're kind of a fool to help Trump. Like, really, he loves the people that have done damage to him. He embraces and listens to the people who have done everything they can to destroy him, and the people who, like us, have actually been destroyed because we supported Donald Trump. He looks at us like total suckers, total idiots. And it's just, maybe we are, because we're sitting here the whole time going, hey, we got Trump elected. We get that he doesn't want to come on our shows or whatever, because you know how the media would have a field day.
You're not on the TVs.
We're not on the TV. Yeah, we're not on the television. So, why would he care about us? But it's this idea but doesn't he care about free speech? Doesn't he actually want his supporters to be able to talk about him? And shouldn't he care about his supporters that are being targeted because of their support for him? And he obviously doesn't care. He obviously thinks that we deserve it. And he's glad that Alex Jones and Alex Jones's kids have had their inheritance stolen from them by a bunch of bad actor, radical leftists who are doing it all because they hate Trump in the first place. So it really just goes to show you what a turncoat, untrustworthy person Donald Trump is. He can't be friends with this guy. Can't try to help him. You only end up getting stabbed in the back. It really is pathetic.
Well, the Alex Joneses and the Harrison Smiths of this world will inherit the future. President Trump, if this is going to be his legacy, and this is what we'll remember him for, he won't have any supporters left to cheer on what was done during his presidency.
No, yeah, this is just pathetic and very upsetting. And I'm sorry it took over y'all's interviews. We're so much interesting stuff. Obviously, you did an hour with Alex Jones, and you're coming back tomorrow, right? So still plenty ahead with Jesse Beltran and Edward Zoll. Follow Jesse at Mind Nexus Live on X, mindnexuslive.com. And, of course, Died Suddenly on X is where you can find Mr. Zoll. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Pleasure.
We'll see y'all soon. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
I'm very pleased to announce two new great products at thealexjonesstore.com that will 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at thealexjonesstore.com. They're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. And this is one of the most popular, long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods, everywhere else, because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, thealexjonesstore.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, it's very, very smooth without the letdown, lasts up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill, a strong dose of high-quality ashwagandha root, known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. That's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to, say, 10 p.m., and I've been, jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Big League and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years to relax. If I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode, and this is how I do it. Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.